So we now I will be a few weeks in a row in El Tzashem, not going away next week. So in order to make that haschola, I wanted to really learn together once this Yeshivas Yisholim we once quoted in the beginning, I think. But I want to learn that really together in order we should have a clarity in it. I think this first sentence everyone knows, you know, you say that Hasid is Ferus Avoidat Mime, Machoi Vosse Beilomoi, Ulamatso, Shiosi Mabotoi, Umegamose Beholashego Omel Kole Mechayo. So, the question is, how do you translate Megamose? We spoke about that. How do you translate that? Mabotoi means Chochme, and Mabat, the way Chazal say, Libi ro har bechochmo. Mabote means a chochma. You have a concept. Let's say, what is the concept which guides you throughout your life? Very nice. That's a good say. Okay, that's good. That will translate. What is the concept? But what means megamosoi? So what is your ultimate goal? What is your? So it's a bit difficult to say because you say the stock market is b'megamat aliyah. And when the stock market for you has a goal, you land up in jail. That's right, for a good few years. So you don't have a goal in the stock market, otherwise you'll be in bad shape, you know. Now the megama, it doesn't mean a goal. Megama means, in English, passion. That's what I think is the translation. Passion. Huh? That's the right translation. What is the passion that you have throughout your life? It's not a goal, it's an inner urge. That's what the magama is. Okay? So, that means, what is your passion in your life? And now that's a chayvo. That is an obligation that you have to guide your passion towards a certain thing. And what is that thing? Lehisaneg al Hashem. That's again, passion has something to do with your keiches hanefesh, and lisaneg al Hashem is that you reach with your keiches hanefesh a stage that you are having a connection of your keiches hanefesh with the obligation you have, or whatever that is. That means with the b'roilom or with the rotzon of the b'roilom. That means lisaneg al Hashem. That means the whole work of a person in that Ramchal is around that you have to take your Keiches HaNefesh, which Tainuk and Hanoe is definitely a part of your Keiches HaNefesh, but this Tainuk and Hanoe has to be pointed towards Kedusha. And that's what is the Choyvo. Now it's very clear, it's a Choyvo. Otherwise it's very difficult to say a Choyvo. I don't know whether you grew up with that your mother told you have to eat spinach, and then just imagine you have to eat spinach, go, okay, I'll eat it. But then Hashem says, no, you have to love it. And that's nonsense. You can't have a choyvo to be misanik. What does that mean? I'll do it, but I'm obligated. Choyvo superilomoi, vakasha. But that is a choyvo in the world, but this choyvo in the world is in order that you have to point your keiches hanefesh towards the dvorim shebekdusha, which that is called the Sanek al Hashem. So that is very close, that will be a revach afterwards, that's very close to what Rabbi Yisrael says in Michtav Lamed, Tikkun Hamides. Tikkun Hamides, yeah? That means Tikkun Hamides means that your Midas are pointed towards what you have to do, and you do it besimche. That's called you do, your Avodas Hashem, you do the mitzvahs besimche, that's called Tikkun Hamides. Because the rotzon of the b'roilom is something which is connected to you with your midas. That is chivosei b'moalomoi, and that is megamosei. Megamosei means lechayre passion. I don't know whether it's translated in the translation of the Mishnah Torah like this, but I think that is much a better translation than the ultimate goal or things like this. Makes no sense. But it is a passion you have. Yeah. What is your concept? Yeah, I think it's a very good thing. What is the concept and the passion which go along your whole life? Very nice. Yeah? That is the Mesivah Shoshon. And now, with that, we will understand this maze or labyrinth that in French, by the now for sure you have to say labyrinth for the UK because they are now then their own, you know. It says or a labyrinth or a maze, that is both the same thing, yeah. But it means gan amavucho, yeah. So gan amavucho of the Mesilas Yeshor. That's a big riddle there, because it says that all the different ways they look the same, yeah. This and that they look all the same. Don't know really what that means. And then he says you have to reach the center. And what is the center? The center is what he says that is Moishlim Beyitzrom. That is the pasuk in the Torah. Al ken yemo a Moishlim, elo a Moishlim Beyitzrom, boyu cheshboin, boyu nechashev cheshboin neshaloilo. Schar mitzvah keneged hefseido. So it means Moishlim Beyitzrom. Now, we have Rabbi Israel in Michtav Lamed, which he says that there are two madreges in dealing with your keiches hanefesh, or with your yetzer hara, or however you want to say that. There are two madreges. The one is called kvishas hayetzer, and the other one is called tikkun hayetzer. Two things. So, and it is mentioned in the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, toiv erech hapayim migibor umoyshel beruchoy miloy chedir. So the intention of the pasuk is that the pasuk wants to tell you it's better to do the work within your own realm than doing that same work outside in the world. So it's like the Chayvus Alvavus when he says to those soldiers which come back from the war, they say you were in a small war and now you enter the real big war. That means that one with yourself. Okay? So that's what the Chayvus Alvavus says. Now it's Milchom Agdoilo. That is the Posuk. And that's what the Posuk says. Toiv erech hapayim migiboyer. And Giboyer is a madrege of Kvishas Hayetzer. That's what Gibor is. Yeah? It is a part of that you have a payim, you have a Yetzer, but you're stronger than it. So it's better to do that work within yourself, that you are erech apayim, that you have a kas, apayim you have that, but it's erech apayim, you are misgaber on your kas, that's a bigger work than the gibor, which the gibor does it with people or outside in the world. And moishel beruchoy, that's a madreig of tikkun hayetzer, moishel beruchoy, that you are in charge of your ruach, then the loichet ir, and the loichet ir is the one which does not fight the people, he is causing them to love him and to go after him out of their own will. That's the loichadir. So the Moishel Beruchoy is better, because the Moishel Beruchoy does that same work with himself and he reaches a madrega of tikkun hayetzer. That's Rabbi Yisrael Michtav Lamed, the pshat in the posuk. Now the posuk there in Mishle says Moishel Beruchoy, and the posuk in the Torah says Moishlim Beyitzrom, Moishlim. So that means it's a madrega of tikkun hayetzer. So the center of this maze or the labyrinth, the center of that gana mevucho is tikkun hayetzer. That's what it says in the posuk. Moishlim. Moishlim means tikkun hayetzer. And now you have to go through that gana mevucho. You go through the gana mevucho, and now you have a cheshbin. The cheshbin is schar mitzvah keneged hefseido. So now, the Gemara in Bava Basra, you could learn that the Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about another topic. Okay? However you want. That doesn't matter to me. But normally, when you learn the Gemara in Bava Basra, you learn it that the Cheshbon is a Cheshbon of Kvishas Hayetzer. That means, when you have a Havamineh, which is a very bad Havamineh, that doing the mitzvah is too heavy and too difficult, then you should be conscious about that there is a big schar, and the schar will be so big that you are not making that idiotic decision to go for the hefset mitzvah, you go for the schar, and maybe you'll do the mitzvah. That's what normally you learn that. But you have to reach a madrege from Moishel Beruchoy. You have to reach a madrege from Moishel. So it is an awkward thing that through a cheshbon of kvishas hayetzer you could reach a madrege which is tikkun hayetzer. Rabbi Sol says like this in the beginning of the Mikhtav Lamed. He says a small thing about that. That could be, it could be, that's a pshat, very good. But there's a big question. Because when you have a cheshbon of Kvishas HaYetzer, the ways are intrinsically not the same. That's why you have to be Kvishas HaYetzer. That's right. That means that you have want to sleep longer, but you have to go to daven. This doesn't look the same. But you really say, it's so difficult to get out of the bed, and I really want to sleep, and it's today's hot, but let's imagine it's cold, you know, and the floor is cold, and you can't put down your feet, and it's such a gefährlich, such a big hefset. But from the other side, there's a tefillah betzibur and bismano, and you'll say the psuke de zimre, and that's a big thing. But from the other side, so you're so tired that then you think, but the schar for a meat for a tefillah is in tzibur is unbelievable, and then you get out of the bed. So that means the two ways were not the same. And you had to be kovish the yetzer. You can be only kovish the yetzer when there is an explicit wrong decision in front of you. Then you have to kovish that thing. That's right. Don't go after it. Don't go after this idiotic thing, because there is a much better reward waiting down the line. That's what means kovish the yetzer. But then it's very clear that this is the wrong thing to do. Yeah? But the Mesilas Yeshorim, and now that's the Mesilas Yeshorim. The Mesilas Yeshorim says, this is a maze, it's a labyrinth, this is a Gana Mevucha, and all the paths look the same. So there can't be Kvishas HaYetzer. There can't be. There can't be. Yeah? And there is another thing, even though now you will be very much enraged on me, the Gemara doesn't say you have to make a decision. Do you see that? It says, for your cheshbon. You make cheshbon. It doesn't say you have to have any conclusion. It says you make the cheshbon. It says the conclusion you have to make for sure. You say, you make a cheshbon. The Gemara does not say anything about any conclusion over here. Yeah? And it says you make the cheshbon. That's right. That's the Gemara. For the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say conclusion. It says make the cheshbon and then you come. Then it doesn't say anything but you come. No conclusion involved. Yes? Yeah? And it can't be really, according to the Mesilas Yeshorim, can't be really a cheshbon of Kvishas HaYetzer. That can't be. So it's another cheshbon altogether. And it's Boduk Menusa that works. The cheshbon is a cheshbon of Tikkun HaYetzer. And it means like this. You are having a certain urge or passion for davening. I tried it out myself, but I'll tell you afterwards. But you have an urge for davening. Let's say you want to daven. But there are difficulties there. There's a hefset. And what do you do? Now, I don't know whether you know people like this, which they have an urge for davening or learning, and they overdo that. It's difficult. No. I have to do it. And it is so geschmack. That's what they do. And they daven with a geschmack, even though it's so difficult. And then they lose that geschmack. Then it's gone. And with the time they lose it. When you don't know one like this, most probably you are yourself one like this. Eh? So for sure you know someone like this. But you lose that, because when you overdo a koyach and you force it and you overdo that muscle, in the end it won't work anymore. You'll hate it. That's right. Very clear that happens. So now when you want to be a madrege of Moishel beYitzroy, you have to take into account that there are difficulties. And the two ways look the same. They are both good. You have to daven with a big geschmack and in a very slow way. And you have to daven quicker. And the both are right in order to make that passion grow. Because the point is the passion. The point is the Moishlim B'Yitzroi. The point is not doing the mitzvah. Doesn't say Al Kein Yoimru HaTzadikim HaGmurim Al Kein Yoimru HaAnoshim HaShleimim. It doesn't say. It doesn't say Al Kein Yoimru HaMoishlim BeYitzrom. That means that they reach the Madrege of Tikkun HaYetzer, according to Rabbi Yisroel. And how do you reach that? That you are making that cheshbon. And now, on the cheshbon, both ways are looking the same. Exactly. They look the same. Can be like this, can be like that. But what is, you take that into account in order that you should be shayach to that passion you have about tefillah. You should be shayach to that in another way. Once in a while, it's another way. It's not always the same way, right, the way it is. It's exactly the opposite of what you think, you know? What do you think that you are taking? I don't know what the American Tzibur does, but you could do it too. Today you have everything on tape, you know? So I think there are tapes of people. And the Shmona Esrei is a bit difficult to tape, but Birchas Krishna is Tom's daughter, the Pesukei Zimra from big people, never mind who, you know? And then you think, I want to be inspired. And this was a nice word. I want to be inspired in tefillah. And then I say, this slowly and this nicely. And now I have a difficulty. And now, no. That big man said it like this. I'll do it also like this. You know? And then you think you'll reach the shleimus of your connection to tefillah. That's the way to lose it. That is the way you didn't make any cheshbon. You only imitated that person. And in the end, you will be a real kof, you know? Yeah? Ape. An ape you'll be, which knows how to imitate people. But your own connection to tefillah will not grow through that. Amazing, huh? It will grow through the cheshben, not through the doing the right thing. No! It doesn't say any hachroi. The chazal doesn't say, boyu cheshben, and then, for sure, you will. Doesn't say. You make only the cheshbon. The pasuk says, "Boyu cheshbon," and the cheshbon does it because you deal with that passion, and you think, "How can I foster that passion in those circumstances too?" And then it will grow. That's the way your passion will grow. And you will reach slowly a madrege of tikkun hayetzer. So that means that you will be really connected to tefillah in a way that all of these difficulties are only making you that you will be more connected to the tefillah. But it's not because you do the thing even... No, once in a while there are two ways in front of you. And both are legitimate and both are good. I tried it out myself. This week I thought, no, let's try it out. I came home one day, tired, massive, very tired, and I didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. So I thought, should I go to daven Ma'ariv in Beit Knesset or not? To go to the Beit Knesset, and we don't have organized minyanim there. At that time I came home, so I thought I would be there, and then I'll wait, I'll fall asleep, you know. And then it will be, and I'll be enraged, and will hate the people, and it will be a minyan which will be very nice for me, and as well this game, it won't be. And when I catch a minyan, when they begin the Shmona Esrei, I'll say it the other way around, you know, how to do that, you know, say the Shmona Esrei first, and then so how do you do that? Then you do, and say, okay, I give up on it, you know, I give up on that thing, I give up on it, because I don't daven the minyan, and now to daven slowly, my wife knows me. No, I don't have to make any hatzaga in front of her. That's okay. And I can daven quickly, and I have no koyach, and that's why I don't go to the Beit Knesset, you know, I have no koyach. And now, okay, so today I tell the Bir Oilam, Zay Gesund, you know, tomorrow we'll see each other again, but now I'll daven Alibe the Chofetz Chaim, you know, 200 words in a minute. Something like this, the way Chofetz Chaim says, and I will not have too much of kavona. I will go through that thing. And then I thought, no, that's the bad. No, Leichter, what's going on with you? You have a passion for tefillah, yes, and now you can't be mekayim this passion in a way you want, yes, because I can't now daven slowly. But you have still to deal with that passion. It's not the way you do it. You have to deal with it. And now you say, okay, I have to daven home. It has goes a little bit quicker, that's right. But it has to be still with that passion involved. And I davened like this. Why? And I saw in front of my eyes that this tefillah was very meaningful. It was a growth of my passion being home, not davening the minyan, davening quicker. Why? Because I made the cheshben. Not because of what I decided to do. No. Not because I davened home. No. No, it's because I made the cheshbon. I made the cheshbon in a way that I took into account that I do have a passion to daven, but now I can't do it in the way I want it. I have to do it another way, but it's still going with that cheshbon along. And then that grows. And we don't know that. We are only, this is a very modern thing. We are caught in that. That we are about pulling through. And the only way we could think about the avoda is that we do the avoda alcohol pouring. And it's difficult to do it alcohol pouring. But then you will break your keichas hanefesh. Because keichas hanefesh are not built in that way. The moishli b'yitzel are not built. The moishli b'yitzel are built that the keichas hanefesh is growing and growing and growing. And now that's the pshat. The Mesilas Shorim. And the Mesilas Shorim says all the ways look the same. And you want to reach the center, which that is called moishli b'yitzel. Yeah, well, that center, which is called moishli b'yitzel. Moishli b'yitzel means tikkun ha'yitzel. That's what it means. Yeah. And then the cheshbon on the way is not a cheshbon of kvishas hayetzer. It's not. It's not because in the Ramchal you can't say it. In the Gemara you could say that. In the Gemara itself you could say that. But then it's not a maze. It's not a gana mevucho. Because in the matzav of kvishas hayetzer, the ways don't look the same. That you can't sell me. It's kenizai. No, they don't look the same. They look different. That's why you have to be kovish the yetzer in order to do the right thing. Yeah? But only in a matzav of the cheshbon of that you are make a cheshbon with your keichas hanefesh. And once in a while it's difficult. And you are pointing into another direction. And you take that into account. And perhaps that will make you, that you do that now in a different way in order to foster your keichas hanefesh. Then this identification or this passion will grow. And then you do what the Mesilas Shorim says. That's the pshat in the maze or in the labyrinth. Yeah, that was the pshat. That I think you have no way to get out of that because it doesn't make sense. The Gemara in Bava Basra again could be learned differently, but the Ramchal learns it in that way. So then you have to say it's a cheshbon which includes lekatchile the cheshbon of tikkun ha'yetzer. So you have to go into that because we are holding in a place where we are losing our passion for Yiddishkeit. And it's an inside passion. It's not the passion that I will reach somewhere. It's something I have now. Now with me. I have something within me which I feel I want to do that. Now I want to make that bigger. And we lose it. We don't have that. Because I want to reach somewhere. That is the difference between the passion of a young boy, which is in Yeshiva Ktana, his passion is imported from outside, you know. His passion is that he will be like Rav Eliyoshiv, you know. Okay, that will last a few years, and it depends on everyone, but once in a while, it lasts till age of, where was? Till Kibbutz Yeshiva Gdoila. By others it lasts through the, also to a little bit of the Keil, by others it lasts till 30. There are people, and then they see that's not, won't be. By other people, it lasts till 120, and then the people in the Levaya will see that it wasn't. Man will to say einmal, you know, oder noch 120 oder 420, that this wasn't the passion which will be, you will not reach that Merkaz, yeah? Okay, so there are people which import their passion. It's an important thing. That's not the intention over here. You don't want to import anything. You want to have something which is within us, otherwise the Cheshbon makes no sense. Otherwise, his whole passion is a kvishas hayetzadik kind of passion, you know. Don't do anything else than what Rabbi Yoshiv did. And that's very wrong. That's very not fitting, you know. Then for sure it will break. No, don't do that. And it has to be your passion, your own. But then you have to foster it. And then the cheshbon itself does the job. Yeah? That's what does the job. And then it's unbelievable. It's exactly the way to go through the maze. And that's what we spoke once in the beginning, I think, that it's a way to reach the center, the maze. This labyrinth is a way to reach. It's not a way to keep you off. That's what you learn normally. Normally it's a way to keep you off. It would be a great thing when you have to have when you would have a straight way. It would be great. But the Berlino had some interest in that you should have a very complicated way to reach the center. So he made it very complicated. The Berlino didn't have any union to make it complicated. The Berlin wanted that your passion should grow. And it is only shayach through those crossroads that you have to make that cheshbon constantly. With your tefillah three times a day. And with your learning several times a day. and with your ben odol chaveiro several times a day. You have to make that cheshbon. You have to go into that you are mechashev. This is a hefset, this is a schar, and how do I do it now? And I take that into account, my koyachas hanefesh, and then they'll grow. That's the way to reach. It's not the way to keep you off. Yeah? And that's potu gumenusa. I tried it out, and this was an unbelievable thing. It's simply unbelievable. I couldn't believe, because I am also caught in that negiyah that you only think in a way of doing your duties, not Moishli b'Yitzroi. Chazal omer lo kacha, lo? Chazal don't say, it's a nice word of Moishli b'Yitzroi means a nice word to say a tzadik gomu. No, it means what it means. Moishli b'Yitzroi. And then it says, boyu cheshbon. Full stop, you know, no more. That's what the Gemara poshut. Simple to follow. So it is another madrega altogether that being a tzadik, that being righteous, that do all the things right. It means, how can I grow in a way that my Yetzer should be in my hands? Then I have to make that thing grow. And that's through the Cheshbon the whole time. Yeah? So that's a very lemaisedik thing. A very lemaisedik. And that goes together, mamash, with the beginning of the Mitzvah Shorim, when he said, that means, what is your passion? And then you have to create a passion in one thing. Could be learning. Could be davening. Could be ben odol chaveiroi. Could be tefillin. Could be something. But there has to be a passion about one thing. And you have to identify that. When you are older, you can't do that. Again, a young boy once in a while imports this passion, but you get out of this and you'll find that you yourself also have something to say. There's also something by you which you have a passion for, some Yiddishkeit, you know? And then, when you see that, you make that grow, that you the whole time when you are encountering a problem with that, you don't do it or give up. No, the cheshbon itself will make that grow. That you are dealing in your mind with that cheshbon, that will make the passion grow, and in the end you'll reach the center, the merkas of the Gana Mavucha. I think that's a very essential thing. We have to do that. And this comes also in order that we should be connected to the Torah, the way we said, and not being curious about everything else in the world. Yeah? I was just, only to have that Shashua together, I just had it that, I don't say Min HaShomayim so much, but it was like, I saw that in front of my eyes, that we have to work on that. Because I don't know whether you know how the it's not a good idea to come into contact with the police. This I saw with my eyes. It's not a good idea. Because I was in Kvish Echad from Bnei Brak in Yerushalayim, and then the police catches a person which they feel that he is suspected. They catch it with a camera, and then they close the street in front, and then there's a whole pkak, and this person is in the pkak somewhere, and they have to find him, you know? So that happened to me. I didn't know that. I thought it's a teuna. I don't know what. I was sitting in the car, and then I was standing still, middle of the kvish, nothing happened there, you know, there was nothing. There was still, somebody was standing there, didn't know, and suddenly, in a distance, like the third row from here, you know, the police was running out of a car and just catching two people. And that wasn't so funny, you know, because that was, I only had a glimpse of them, and it was not interesting for me, really not. But the car driver, who's next to me, he felt he is in the middle of history. It's just one step before shooting, you know. Unbelievable. And people went out of their cars. Haredi people. Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, full with Haredi people. Went out of the car and looked. And they didn't want to lose a glimpse of that unbelievable moment of history which unfolded in front of their eyes. Bushe v'cherpe. I was sitting there, and I know I can't, it's my personal fault. I can't really look at that you take the freedom from someone. And it's very difficult for me to see. So I wasn't really interested in that thing. That was not interesting for me. But all the others, I said, they went out and looked and they won. All to do host episode of Gornish, yeah? I saw in front of my eyes, yeah? You can have a long beard, and that's much more interesting. How you, the police kind of, was it just as interesting? Was, matter of fact, Tziur al Eimas Hamalchus? No, it's dumb, because Stam, yeah? No, that can't go like this. It was like, you know, so I was very happy to see that. No, we have to work on that, you know. It doesn't go like this. So that was my personal experience in that sugya this last week, yeah? So, but you have to be connected. And you have to work on that. And I think that Mesilas Yom is a big revelation for us. We will work on this thing. Everyone works a little bit on that topic. And we'll go further on with that Mesilas Yom in a further step, the next Svar. Himil Tashem, I will be now for a few weeks. There will be another week which I will miss down the road. But now, the next 2 weeks or something like this, for sure, Himil Tashem, I'll be here. Okay? Atka.